And as politicians and policy wonks mull over the best solutions, property prices continue to march on up. So what does it look like on the ground as the market gets hotter than ever? Our cameraman Nick Munro and reporter Nita Blake-Person filed this report.
Third and final call. Selling. Going. Going. And sold 3590. Congratulations.
Clap of the hammer, the rush of bids and the sometimes eye-watering prices can make auctions a daunting affair. And right now, things are at fever pitch.
1 week ago, we put up 100 auctions. I don't think we've ever done that before. I think in the last 4 weeks, we've listed about 1,300 new auctions.
Barfoot and Thompson auctioneer Murray Smith runs the show here in East Auckland. Despite the crowds, today is actually slower than it has been, but there are still plenty of investors and owner-occupiers about. First home buyers are harder to find, though.
Yeah, I've been doing this more than 30 years, and every time we see a little run like this, that's a question that comes up. Can people afford homes? It will run for a while and then it'll stop. In a couple of years' time, we'll be going, oh, we wish we had that busy market that we had a couple of years ago.
Final call, 800,000 right-hand side.
Signing the paperwork on their new property are Javed and Manjani Khan.
We walked in through that door and he went crazy with the bidding.
They're downsizing to free up some cash and are ecstatic about being able to buy a new place.
We didn't think we'd be able to get a house today, to be honest. We came in with that mindset, but I'm just glad that we got lucky.
The struggle is real. 9 houses from the 20 for sale in this morning's session have been passed in because they failed to reach the top dollar being asked for. Of the homes that did sell, 8 have sold for above their RV, 7 have sold for more than $1 million. Property investor Tony Singh has just missed out on a property in South Auckland's Weymouth, which went for $900,000. Its RV was $600,000.
I really feel bad for the first home buyers, to be very honest. And if it had been the buyer would have been the first one, the bidder would have been the first one buyer, I would have backed out. But I never knew that. So I had my certain limit price to pay for it. I went up to that. And I just backed off rather than fighting, and it would have been good for the vendor. But I backed off, and by later on when I talked to the congratulator and I asked her and she said it was an investment, I said it's fine, it's up to her, you see.
He says the high prices are shutting people out and suggests real estate agents may need to drop their commission fees to ease costs.
Sometimes I feel they are overcharging. Because the property comes on the market on the open home on Saturday and Sunday, and this is auction on Tuesday. It's just 2 days, 3 days work, and they are getting maybe 25 grand given tax. So if it's less, then maybe it will be 15 grand, so the 10 grand will be reduced to the buyer, first home buyers.
Fellow investor Adam Hampson says conditions were better for buying 6 months ago, but New Zealand's market is still a good place to do business.
New Zealand, fortunately, is quite a great country for property investment, and all this COVID is only going to encourage people like New Zealanders offshore to buy back home, or people to want to immigrate to New Zealand. I think that's all going to support the property market, yeah. For a property investor who's holding the property for the long term, there's no tax on your gain under the current ruling, so that's very attractive.
While he agrees there aren't many first home buyers about, he thinks investors aren't keeping them away.
Sometimes investors are competing with first home buyers, but they've got different desires and different budgets. I don't think that's such a problem.
Nationally, the median house price is $725,000, and in Auckland, it's $1 million. On the streets of Henderson, home ownership is a fantasy for some.
So I'd love to own a home if I won the lotto or something like that.
Prices these days, 1.25 million in all I can, that's just for a shit of one bedroom. It's crap.
Definitely not. It's way out of my affordability right now.
I do own quite a few properties, rental properties and my personal home as well, but I think the way the market is going at the moment, I think there's no show that it's going to slow down in the near future. I think it's probably be maybe another good couple of years before it slows down.
I live with my sister. All my money, all my savings are gone. So I just live week by week. And there's no way I'd ever afford a house anyway.
First home buyers are reported to have hit a record share of the market this year, now 24%, up from an average of 21%. But for those still trying to get in, auctioneer Murray Smith has this to say.
The first home is always the hardest for someone to buy. Once they've bought their first home, they're on and they're going. And buying a home's not easy. Buying a home is a privilege as well. And I think people, if they work hard and do what's necessary, they end up in a home.
We'll get underway at 1.2, but I will take 25s, 1-2 right-hand side.
A privilege that's feeling more and more like a pipe dream for many New Zealanders. For Checkpoint, Nita Blakeperson.